The ancient Greeks were a brilliant people whose advances in mathematics, science, literature, philosophy, architecture, and government form the basis of much of Western civilization and thought today. Alexander the Great, a proponent of Greek culture, spread it throughout his vast conquests, building Greek cities containing vast libraries, beautiful temples, and impressive gymnasiums. By and large, the conquered nations welcomed the Greeks' superior and very attractive culture, and had no problem incorporating the Greek gods into their pantheons of idols. The Jews, however, viewed Greek influence as a major threat. After sporting events, participants offered sacrifices to the Greek gods. Following such practices, a number of Jews adopted Greek names and mores, studied Greek literature and philosophy, and cast off Torah observance. These Jews became known as Misyavnim, or Hellenists, and looked with disdain at their religious, less modern brethren. Jews also moved to Greek centers, such as Alexandria in Egypt, a major Hellenist city where Jews attained great affluence and rapidly assimilated. In 3586, Antiochus IV assumed the throne of the Syrian Greek Empire. This monarch saw as his life's mission spreading Greek culture and religion throughout his empire. The Hellenist Jews were delighted with Antiochus, seeing a great opportunity to usurp the office of Kohen Gadol, the high priesthood, which they previously had not controlled. At this time, the Kohen Gadol was a righteous man named Chanyo, a nickname for Yohanan. His Hellenized brother Jason, the Greek version of Joshua, bribed Antiochus with vast sums of money to be appointed in Chanyo's place. Once installed as Kohen Gadol, Jason built a gymnasium close to the Temple Mount. Sadly, many of the Kohanim and Jewish youth flocked to the hedonistic entertainments provided by Jason, complete with offering sacrifices to the Greek gods. However, these activities were not enough for the more extreme Hellenists, who wanted to uproot Judaism entirely. Jason's associate Menelaus, who may not even have been a Kohen, bribed Antiochus with even greater amounts of money to depose Jason and appoint Menelaus himself as Kohen Gadol. Once in power, Menelaus stole the holy vessels of the Beis HaMikdash to raise the vast sums he needed to pay his bribe. When Chanyo protested this brazen behavior, Menelaus had him murdered. The Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court, then sent a delegation to Antiochus accusing Menelaus of great excesses, but Menelaus bribed the king's advisors and had the sages executed.